With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm your host, Ben, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be previewing those Integro League Cup semi-finals next week as we'll be joined by the managers at Hensford Town, at Atherton Colliers, from South Shields and from Colville Town. We're also going to be speaking to the manager of Team of the Month, that's Stalybridge Celtic and Steve Burr. We'll have a fixture preview of Andrew Snaith later from Whitby Town Radio. Oh, and James Hayes is on too. All of that and loads more on this week's EvoStick NPL show. Welcome. So, hello everybody and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. We've got loads of interviews coming up. I should have said in the introduction as well as the managers of Hensford Town, Colville Town, Atherton Colliers, South Shields and Stalybridge Celtic, as well as Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. We're also going to be joined by Kev Moore from Switch Radio later to talk about Sutton Coldfield Town. But before all of that, we are going to start with the Integro League Cup semi-finals. The draw took place last week, and on Thursday, the 12th of April, next Thursday, Hensford Town will be hosting Atherton Colliers and South Shields will be hosting Colville Town. Very shortly, we'll be hearing from the management at Atherton Colliers, at South Shields and at Colville Town. But before all of that, I caught up with the manager at Hensford Town, Rob Smith, and I started off by asking him about the form going into this game.
It's not going well. We're struggling a lot now in terms of numbers and injuries. We're struggling to get a side out, to be honest. So it's proving to be as tough as we thought it would be. But we've just got to try and manage it as well as we can.
I mean that's the Hensford Town. When it comes to the league, I mean you've nearly got towards the playoff situation. Have you? And I know the last time we spoke, you kind of ruled yourself out of it anyway, but are you now looking towards next season and this League Cup as well?
Yeah, we are. I mean, we've faltered away. We always knew it was going to be a tough ask with the amount of games we had and with the small squad. And that's what's proved. We've had players called back from parent clubs. We've had quite a few injuries to key players. And we just haven't been able to cope with it and maintain the form. So we always knew that was a risk. But what we have done well is we've kept winning in cups, and we got the staff's semi-final, we got the League Cup semi-final, and the Birmingham Senior Cup semi-final. So we've got three semi-finals to go for, and that's where our focus is going to be now in terms of the league. You're right, it'll be next season.
I mean, I've had chats with various pundits and managers in the past about all the county cups and the League Cup in particular. But if you're looking for silverware at the end of the season, cup competitions like this, I know that they add to the fixture congestion, but it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? I mean, there's a chance for silverware here.
It is, and you're right, it is a double-edged sword. We've always took the attitude to take them seriously, the cup matches, because we prefer playing games on a Tuesday rather than training. But with the weather this season, it's been a bit of a problem, and it's causing us a headache. But I've always been one that has took the cup seriously, and if we can get some silverware at the end of the season and a chance to play at Stoke in the one cup in the final, I mean that's something that players really really like. So we're going to continue to take it seriously. Now we're in the semi-finals. Obviously, that's where our focus is going to be in all three cups.
And this goes to show you where Hensford are at the moment, but also where the likes of Shaw Lane are in 1874. You're not quite at the stage where you're having to play a game every night, but you are. You've got this game this weekend in the league in Stourbridge. Then, as you said, the Staffordshire Senior Cup semi on Tuesday. Then the Integral semi-final on Thursday. Then another match on the Saturday. Then the Tuesday. Yeah. Then the Saturday. And then the Thursday. What's it like being a manager in non-league football, having played 40 league games and still being in this predicament?
It's, I think, more than the for the players as well, more than the physical side, it's the mental side. It's the we played Buxton last night, and I was talking to Philo, their manager, and it was just a game that nobody really needed on a Thursday night. We used to playing Tuesday and then building up for the Saturday, but playing Thursday, it's so mentally tiring, especially when you're travelling as well. But the only thing I will say is everybody is pretty much in the same boat this year, so we all know the issues and we're all having the same problems. But for sure, Lane and Northwich, it's going to be a really tough time for them mentally more than anything.
And let's talk about then, last of them, Rob, about the semi-final next Thursday against Atherton Coles. Atherton Coles social media and the club are well up for this game. This is a big, massive banana skin. How important is home advantage going to be, and what you expected from Atherton?
Well, I expect them to be really up for it. Obviously, it's a semi-final. We're going to be tired. But the big advantage for us is that we are at home. We're generally fairly good at home, especially in the cup competitions. So, you know, we had Basford in the last round who came and we won 5-0, but believe me, it wasn't a 5-0. And they were a good side. We're expecting very similar from Atherton. We know it'll be a tough game, but, you know, they're up for it and we'll be as up for it on the night, guaranteed.
Hensford Town manager Rob Smith there. So Hensford Town against Atherton Coles this Thursday. Very shortly we'll be hearing from South Shields and Colville Town. But let's hear now from Atherton Colliery's manager Michael Clegg. Michael, a big thank you for coming back on the show. We'll get to the big semi-final match against Hensford next week. But I do have to ask you, because James Hayes of this parish has been tipping Atherton Coles to have a last late purge on the playoff positions. Is that still in your mind, or are you just focusing on this League Cup match next week?
It's never been in our mind, to be honest. I think we started off the season okay, and a few people mentioned it, but for us, with obviously the resources that we've got and what we've had available to us this year, it was always a case of staying up and seeing what's what and analysing and having a go next year in whatever way we can.
Now, going into this Cup semi-final, the form that Atherton Coles has been in has been very, very good. I know you're downplaying the league form, but, you know, results against Scarborough, away at Kendal, a good draw against Drolsden. The form's been quite good.
Yeah. You know, they're a great bunch of lads, and I think everyone knows the injuries we went through in November and December, and we were lucky to get 11 on the pitch, let alone pick up 3 points at the same time. I think, obviously, getting everyone back on the pitch has helped, and bringing Vinnie Bailey back was a massive plus, although we've now lost him for the rest of the season. But he was instrumental in the few games when we turned it around, Vinnie, and it's a shame we've lost him again now due to an injury.
The other thing we have to say is as well, I mean, you talk about injuries there, and it's a problem that all managers have got, not just at this level, but across non-league at the moment, and that's squeezing in all the fixtures before the end of the season. And, you know, when it comes to the league form, we've touched upon it in this interview, but you've got Prescott Cables this weekend, then you've got the Hensford match, then you've got a game away at Ossett Town, and then on the Monday you've got a home match against Hyde United. These are tough games to all fit in towards the end of the season.
They are, you know, and I think obviously when lads are having get up and go to work as well, you know, they can only look after themselves to a certain degree. They can't have as much rest as people at higher levels can and stuff, but I think, you know, it makes it what it is at this level. I think this year has been a bit of a one-off in terms of weather. And you just deal with it best you can. And I think we've caught with that really well. Last night was a bit fresher, but we come up against a team who are just so good for our level. I mean, it's hard to try and go up against South Shields toe-to-toe. Yeah. I think you've got to give them a bit of respect, but then not so much respect at the same time. But it's hard. I mean, last night, we've not been dominated in a football match like that for a long time. And we they just don't let you get going. It's really, really difficult. But, you know, we lost a couple last night, again, injuries and stuff. So Saturday's going to be tough. But then hopefully we've got 5 days to get ourselves ready for Ednesford away.
Now, I wasn't even going to mention the South Shields match, Michael. You brought that up. I wasn't even going to mention it. When it comes to this Cup semi-final, then obviously, you know, we spoke early in the season about what your expectations were for this season. And you know, to start this interview in April by saying, are you going to have a late push for the playoffs? I think that goes to show you the quality season that Atherton Coles has had. But to have a League Cup semi-final as well, away at Hensford Town, there is a bit of an elephant in the room as well, Michael. You probably don't know this, but when the draw was made, this show was meant to have the exclusive news of who gets to what the draw was, and your Twitter feed was so excited and so giddy they just went for it. is everyone, I take it everyone is quite excited about this game on Thursday.
Yeah, we've got a lot of cars going down. We've filled a coach, I think. So we travel in numbers, but for such a small club, I think we do that well anyway. But our focus is on the game. We had someone at the game watching them last night, trying to tap into Philo and Akers, who've just gone to Buxton now, speak to them over the weekend, and because we're friends off the pitch, and hopefully they can give us a few pointers. But, you know, I don't think anyone will fancy playing us in the form we're in. And like you say, if we can now push for that top 10 and get a place in the final in our debut year, it'll be another fantastic season for Coles. And, you know, everyone's doing so well. We just need to keep improving.
Atherton Coles manager Michael Clegg there. So Hensford Town against Atherton Colliers this weekend. We should say there is a Division 1 show out on this channel as well, which will be featuring some other Division 1 sides. On that show this week, we've got the management at Sheffield FC, at Trafford, at Chasetown, at Stamford. We're also going to be here for Mosley about their community fund. And we've also got an interview with Phil Smith, Chief Executive of Ossett United, with an update there on how things are progressing at that new West Yorkshire club. But speaking of Division 1, we're going to stick with the Integro League Cup semi-final this week. And South Shields of Division 1 North will be hosting Coalville Town in the other semi-final. In a second, we are going to be hearing from Tommy Brookbanks at Coalville. But on Friday afternoon, I caught up with one of the joint managers at South Shields, Lee Picton. Welcome back to the show, Lee. Just before we get to the semi-final of the Integro League Cup on Thursday, touch upon the league form. A good win against Atherton on Thursday. You're doing enough to get yourself over the line. It's still a bit nip and tuck for the title, but how are you seeing this closing run of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you get to this stage of the season, every game becomes tough because you've got an accumulation of kind of mental and physical tiredness across the squad. And, you know, you add on to that a number of injuries which we're having to deal with at the moment, and it, you know, every game's a tough game. So we were delighted with the 3 points at Atherton last night. I thought we put in a really professional performance. You know, it ended up being quite a comfortable win in the end. And you know, we move on straight away to the next game tomorrow, and we're on the road again, and you know, down to Ossett Albion, and they're on a rich vein of form at the minute. So tomorrow will be another tough game, but we think that, you know, we're obviously in the box seat, and with the 8 games, or, you know, 5 wins out of the last 8 games should see us crown champions, hopefully.
You've just gone to Atherton, and then you've got a away trip tomorrow, as you said, to Ossett Albion. Then you've got to go to Goole, and then you've got the semi-final against Coalville. this is very challenging, isn't it, for yourselves as a management duo and everyone at the club. It must be tough to keep everyone physically fit and mentally fit as well.
No, absolutely, and it is a challenge, but at the same time, it brings with it opportunities. And you know, we've really used the Integro League Cup as an opportunity to give some great experiences to our really, you know, talented young group that's come through our academy at the moment. So we've kind of had like a bit of a mix and match side in the Integro League Cup games, where we've had some, you know, established first team players rubbing shoulders with young up and coming players, and that blend's worked really well for us. We put in a really strong performance against Workington away in the last round, and you know, we're expecting a big crowd next Thursday at Murrays Park. You know, hopefully we can get upwards of 1,000 people for the semi final. And again, we'll have a number of our academy players playing alongside more established first teamers, and it'll be a great experience for them.
That's what I was going to ask you finally then, Lee, because obviously you're very busy as well, because you've obviously been travelling, and you've got youth and academy players and that kind of thing to deal with today. It's a double-edged sword, this, isn't it? I mean, I touched upon this with Rob Smith earlier, because they're in the County Cup as well. It's tough, isn't it, to fit in all these fixtures you've got in the month of April. And, you know, now you're in the semi-finals of the League Cup. Is that something where you go, yes, we definitely want a piece of that as well? So it is tough, this, isn't it, to manage it all?
It is, but like I say, we genuinely, you know, believe and trust in the young players that myself and Graham Fenton work with on a daily basis within our, you know, newly formed academy. And they've more than proved already in the game against Cleethorpes and the game against Workington that they're really not too far away from that kind of first team level. We give our Kerry player Carl Ross his kind of league debut last night. He got the last 10-15 minutes against Atherton, and he'll be in the first team squad again tomorrow. So you're right, it is. It's a tough challenge because you've got so many games in such a short space of time, but it does give you opportunities to rotate the squad. There's obviously first team players that haven't played as much as maybe they would have liked to as well, and you throw some opportunities their way. And up until this point, everybody's grasped those opportunities and put in strong performances. So since our kind of disappointing result away at Bamber Bridge, three weeks ago or so, we've won our last five or six now, and we feel like we've developed some real strong momentum. And that's obviously at a very critical stage of the season, which is really, really pleasing.
Lee Picton there, one of the joint managers at South Shields. A big thank you for joining us. So South Shields against Colville Town in the Integral League Cup semi-final on Thursday, the 12th of April. It's a 7:45 p.m. kickoff. We've heard from the home side. Let's hear now from the visitors. Please welcome back to the show Colville Town manager. Here's Tommy Brookbanks. Tommy, welcome back to the show. We've spoke to the other three managers involved in the semi-finals now and the Integral League Cup. My question to you, though, is Thursday the 12th of April. According to the league website, you've got a home game against Workington the same time. I'm assuming that's off. You're not going to be in this 1874 Northwich situation where you're probably going to be playing two games a night. That's not going to happen.
No, Ben, we're not doing that. We are travelling on Thursday, and we will be leaving Colville at 1:30.
Excellent stuff. But I have touched upon something there, and that is obviously the number of fixtures that all managers have to cram into the month of April. You've got a cup final already sorted against Loughborough Dynamo in the Leicestershire Challenge Cup. This is another opportunity for a bit of silverware. The league, in many ways, is done and dusted now. I know you won't admit that, but it's old and dusted now. You're not going to get relegated or anything like that. You can focus a lot on this game, can't you?
We can. I mean, I've got to say to you, Ben, the league, the lads have been an absolute disgrace. We got to 40 points a long time ago, and they've gone on cruise control. To flip the coin on that, they've been magnificent in the Cups this season. They've cruised through the rounds of the Westerby Cup, the League Cup. They did really well in the FA Trophy. But I'm angry at them for letting the league form dip. So I will be Wellington tomorrow at Matlock because I believe that you need momentum going into cup games. But to answer your question, yes, it is a big focus for us because can you imagine little old Colville winning two cups in a season? It would be magnificent for us.
And that's the thing, though, isn't it? I mean, you touched upon the league form there, and it is difficult, isn't it? I mean, the expression that we would use as journalists from afar was, "Oh, they're on the beach already," and that's the difficult thing, isn't it? We've only one side. It's a blessing that only one side gets relegated this season, but in many ways, it's also a hindrance, isn't it? Isn't it?
It is, because I honestly believe if there were four going down, we'd have been on it a lot earlier, Ben. I honestly believe that because we are a good side and we've beat some really top sides this season. But the flip is, I've been a manager 23 years now and I've always focused on leagues and done well in leagues. And this is the first time, really, I've seen that cup distraction, if you like, where it does take away the focus amongst the lads in the league. I don't act any differently. I go in and do the same thing, but I always do. But I have seen it in the lads and it has been a distraction. And I can understand why you've seen teams probably like Wigan win an FA Cup and then get relegated then. It's good, but it's a distraction as well.
And you can't really be distracted because this week, on the Thursday, South Shields and South Shields, they're a very, very good side, aren't they? And
they are.
Despite the league positioning, this is a big, big obstacle for another cup final for Colville. So what are you expecting from South Shields and how are you going to combat that without giving them too much information?
Well, obviously, we go there with a big crowd, which will suit us. We don't play in front of big crowds. We're a fantastic away side, we really are. Some of the scouts have had away from home this year, and I believe that's due to maybe a bit at home where we get the lower crowds, Ben, and the atmosphere, isn't there? And I know that, you know, there's Arca and there's quite a few top players in there. I'll have them watch tomorrow and Tuesday they're playing, so I'll have the full dossier on them, so to speak. But, you know, I don't make them favourites, to be honest, Ben. I think it's an even Stevens game because, you know, you look at the Evo Stick South, we played Alvechurch, we played Stanford, who are going for promotion at our level. We beat them 5-0, both of them, with 10 men for long periods. And, you know, I think there is a massive leap, and they are a great side, no doubt, Ben. But it's a massive leap, isn't it, to go up to Evo Stick Prem as well.
But as you proved this season, you're no mugs either in cup competitions. So the team talk does itself, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just think it's, for us as a club, it's just a great opportunity. We go in there with absolutely no pressure on us. We're already in one cup final. And that, as you say, you know, the league's done and dusted. We know we're in this new league next season. And, you know, we've also got to realise as well, for Colville Town to be, this will be our third season coming up in the Premier League, Ben. So we're highly delighted with that as well, you know. And so but it would have been nice, to put it like this, Ben, it'd be nice to get 6 wins in the league and 2 cup finals. I'd take that now.
Tommy Brockbanks there, manager at Colville Town. So South Shields against Colville Town, Hensford Town against Atherton Colls in the semi-finals of the Integro League Cup. And we'll have more on the Integro League Cup and who made the final on next week's Evo Stick NPL show. But a big good luck to all 4 sides on Thursday evening. Very shortly, we're going to be looking back at all the results from the past 7 days or so with James Hayes. We've also got an interview coming up as well with Kevin Moore from Switch Radio to talk about Sutton Coldfield. And later in the show, we'll have a full fixture preview with Mr. Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. But before that, we're going to keep the interviews going. And in the past 24 hours or so, the Team of the Month awards have been awarded for the month of March. Congratulations to Ossett Albion and Lincoln United for winning their awards in Division 1. But we're going to look now at the award winners for the Premier Division, and that's Stalybridge Celtic. And joining us now on the other end of the phone, it's the manager at Stalybridge Celtic. Please welcome back to the show, it's Steve Burr. And first things first, a big congratulations on the Team of the Month award. Well deserved, I feel.
Yeah, thanks very much. I mean, they've done well. I mean, we've had some good results from the turn of the year, really. It's been, as you know, obviously with games getting called off, it's been, we haven't had much momentum, but we've managed to win some crucial games and lost some players along the way, obviously. But it's been really pleasing how the lads have produced the goods, I say, during the last month in particular.
And obviously, you know, I don't tend to interview managers when they get these Team of the Month awards because it's always a poison chalice. But because of the run that you've been on, you can now look towards mid-table land and feel very happy about that, can't you? It's been a tremendous end to the season for Stalybridge and points towards next season, I suppose.
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, after the Altrincham game, I think it was well documented that we had to let one or two lads go. We lost Jack Walton, who was very good for us on loan from Barnsley, the goalkeeper. And we're down to the bare bones with sort of injuries at the moment. And I think I felt at the back of my mind, if the squad could have been kept together, we could have maybe just gatecrashed the playoffs. But, you know, it's been weakened and we've had injuries. And I knew that would happen with all the games that we've got to play. So, with that, mid-table probably is about as good as we can probably look at now. And that's happened through the fact of games being called off, no revenue coming in. So it's been a really tough one for the football club.
And that's the downside to the weather that we've seen over the recent months. It is tough, isn't it, to hang your coat on anything, I suppose, when it comes to the finances and playing personnel.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I mean, the crowds have dropped over the years with Stalybridge struggling. And but what they do a really good sort of corporate side for matches. And it's not only like people through the attendance coming through the turnstiles, it's people who, you know, come and sponsor games and have a meal before the game. When you have to cancel all that, it's all money lost because you don't get those people to come back on an evening game because they're all looking forward and all set booked to come on a Saturday or you know, a game on a Tuesday where they're there booked in, and if it's cancelled, then you just lose that money, and that's really been tough for the club.
That said, when it comes to next season, you know, we've spoke a couple of times now during this season, and one of the themes early in the season was getting used to the idea of being at Step Three and the challenges when it comes to managing a squad of players who play at Step Three. You must feel a bit more like confident and comfortable going into next season when it comes to what the expectations are and what you've got available to you, I suppose.
No, I mean, hey, I'm more than confident of is my ability as a manager, and you know, my record's been pretty good over the years. I'm still going and still involved, and that's what I want to be, and do my best and get a side that's playing attractive football. But as I say, hey, any manager will tell you that if you've got a budget that's going to be a struggle, then it's hard to sort of get players in. It's hard to keep the good ones that you've already got because you're not going to be able to afford to pay them the same type of money that they were on. But I just felt that, you know, we just started to see the signs. Like I say, we've seen good signs at home all season, I think. We struggled away from home for various reasons. I just think that, hey, I'll put all hands up beginning of the season. I brought one or two lads in from lower down and at this level, and they just didn't manage to I was expecting, and so there was a bit of a quick turnaround when I realised that, you know, that wasn't quite what I expected, and we've managed to get other lads in who have managed to step up, and we've started to see the club turn around in the right direction. And as I say, we've had some really good performances. I mean, Altrincham and both Warrington, in my opinion, probably two of the best sides in that division, and you know, we've managed to beat them. So that's been pleasing, but it's sort of come a little bit too late for us. But with losing lads, I just felt that, you know, hey, if we can finish halfway up now, that I'll be delighted with that. But we are, hey, academy lads are going to be playing, they're going to get a run because we just haven't got the numbers in depth to use as a squad. And we are going to be playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. There's 1 week, I think it's next week, where we go Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So it's a big, it's going to be a big ask, but hey, we'll just always try and get the strongest side out we can. That's all we can do, really. But it's going to be tough these remaining games of the season.
One name that I've been picking up on, obviously, from my FC United connections, is Matty Wolfenden. He's a cracking player anyway, but he's really been helping, hasn't he?
Absolutely top draw, Matty's been. And Matty missed a lot of the pre-season. He was away on holiday, and he missed a lot of the pre-season. And early on, he struggled a little bit with his fitness. He picked up one or two little niggling injuries. But I've seen what Matty has done over since the turn of the year. But not only is he a good player, it's just his work rate. He's great with the young lads. He's just what I class as a good pro. And he's been excellent for us. And I think he showing the signs of him getting in amongst the goal scoring over the turn of the year is no more than he deserves. But he's been absolutely so influential for us. But I say early on, he just struggled a little bit. Hey, sometimes you struggle, you know, he'd been at FC for a while. And sometimes you do struggle moving to another club and getting settled down. But I don't think the pre-season helped him, where he was missing for a good part of that.
And finally, Steve, obviously you touched upon the Altrincham match and the Warrington match. If you're not careful, you're going to get a reputation for those teams in the playoffs and the title race that we don't want to go to Stalybridge. Fas the Celtic this weekend are coming to town. I think everyone in the playoff race is going, oh, go on Stalybridge. What's the expectations from yourself for this weekend, and how's the squad shaping up?
Well, I think probably Farsley probably epitomised our season. Early on, we went there, and I think after 15, 20 minutes, we were 3-0 up. And we ended up throwing that game away, really. And but I thought they were a good side. I mean, Adams Lakeland's done a really good job there. I've got to know him over the season a bit more, seeing him at games. He's always out watching games, and they do play good football. So the battle of the Celtics, isn't it? Hey, we want to come out on top, but I think just where we are at the minute, you know, Liam Dickinson's missing, Greg Wilkinson, Harrison Holgate, we've lost Jack Walton, like I said, and you know, we're relying. Ross Killick got injured the other night. He's probably going to be missing now for a good 2 or 3 weeks. So it's going to be tough for us tomorrow, but we'll do what we've done all season and have a go.
Steve Burr there, manager at Stalybridge Celtic, and a big thank you to Steve for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to look back at all the results from the past 7 days or so, and joining us now, it's the welcome return to the lovely, it's James Hayes. Hello, James, how are you?
A bit more relaxed today, believe it or not, thank you very much.
Why are you relaxed? Why are you relaxed? Is it because what's happened?
With the last couple of days with fixtures, yes, and postponements, yes, and issuing 6, 7, 8 different versions of the fixtures out, which I have to delete and over again.
Oh, yeah, you've been under right scrutiny, haven't you? What am I talking about? You've had it hellish. Are you all right? Are you up for this? Do you want to
lie down?
We're
recovered.
Well,
we're recovered,
okay.
Don't worry.
Okay, right, so just to say, there is a voice, a human being behind the Evo Stick MPL social media presence, and that's James. So go easy, everybody. Go easy. James is a human being, yo. All right? Right. Good. Now we've got that disclaimer out of the way. Other disclaimers. Later in the show, we're going to be hearing from Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio with a fixture preview for all this weekend's matches. And we've also got Kev Moore coming on from Switch Radio to talk about Sutton Coldfield, because, we've been talking about it on this show now for months, just how quick the league can turn. We're running out of games now, and it feels like any blow could be deemed as a fatal blow, and Sutton Coldfield, they're on a knife edge all of a sudden, aren't they? And there's only a handful of games left of this season. Lancaster City 2, Sutton Coldfield Town 1 was a result on Saturday. At the same time, Halesowe in Town beat Stourbridge by 1-0. And then on Monday, it got worse for Sutton Coldfield. They got beat at home by Nantwich Town. So at the moment, it's looking pretty on a cliff edge for Sutton Coldfield. The gap is now 9 points all of a sudden. Sutton Coldfield have only got 4 games left of the season as well. Halesowe in Town have 2 games in hand. We'll get Kev Moore's view in a second, but that feels almost fatal that past weekend, James.
That was probably the worst weekend they could have had altogether. Halesowe in Town winning the number 9 derby did them favours massively, and now we're literally at a point where there's only one other team that can go down other than Sutton Coldfield, and that's Halesowe themselves. Coming this Saturday at 5 o'clock, I could be on air with Ian Burke announcing that they've gone down. So that's how the situation is at this moment in time, and the fixtures for this weekend aren't favourable for either side. For Sutton Coldfield, I think they've got to look, if they do go down this weekend, they've got to look at the start of the season where they were getting no results at all. Neil Tooth's done a fantastic job keeping this fight, but he faces a legendary challenge to get back into it now.
Well, Kevin Moore now from Switch Radio joins us. So welcome back to the show, Kev. It's going to be one of them interviews, because it's looking increasingly unlikely now that Sutton Coldfield are going to survive. What's your take on it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, as we're talking here before the match away against Barwell this forthcoming Saturday, it's still mathematically possible that they can stay up. But obviously, following the 3-1 defeat against Nantwich Town on Easter Monday, it's pretty much consigned them to the relegation trapdoor, unfortunately, isn't it? A mutual friend of ours, who you obviously know, Ben, Adam Parks from Black Country Radio, I was doing some reporting for him on his Easter Bank Holiday Sports Show as well. I did some reporting on the match there as well. And after the match, we also spoke to some Sutton fans as well. I asked my take on it. And I think, you know, to be fair, I think within the club, and also me personally as well, and also fans as well, I think they've been sort of got used to this for that last month that it was going to happen. You know, I mean, it looked at them, going back to Sutton's last actually home win, actually, was against Mickleova Sports on the 17th of March. There was a glimmer of hope there. They might, of course, took with Halesowe in Town. But obviously, as you're aware of, Ben, Halesowe in Town, they've had some investment recently. And it has to be said, the absolute great bit of business by Richard Snakers there, who RMS Well has left Sutton to go to work at Halesowe in Town, to get the ex-Albion player, Lee Hughes, to come in for the last month of the season. I think that's been the absolute touch of genius by then, because that's what they've needed, a goal scorer, to get the goals they needed to make it increasingly difficult for Sutton to try and catch up with them. But yeah, I think it's one of those seasons where, like, I think we pretty much knew since January it was going to be very, very tough to stay in this league. And, you know, the club in particular, the contacts I've got at the club, like Neil Morrell and other people like that, I think they're prepared for it and just hope they can bounce back stronger for next season. But yeah, a disappointing season. A lot of work for Tooth to do in the summer to sort of maybe rebuild things and try and build the club again in the future.
I mean, one of the things we've said on the show all year is the fact that, you know, Sutton Coldfield have been dead and buried at least three times I've counted. And you know, they've clawed it back to within a win or two of safety. But like you say, it's just unfortunate that at the same time, Hales Owen have just stretched the legs a bit. Marine looked like they were coming down a couple of months ago, but they've stretched the legs a bit, and Stalybridge Celtic have not looked back as well. It's just what timing, isn't it? And you know, I've still not got used to the idea of this being a difficult weekend potentially for Sutton Coldfield, because they've clawed it back so many times. It's just there's not enough games left of the season now, I don't think.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, where it stands at the minute, as we're talking here before the Barwell game, so what Sutton need to do, they need to win every single match now. They're all their remaining fixtures, and hope that Hales Owen lose all their games. I can't see that happening, to be honest. I mean, Sutton's away form, it's not just these, and I think you could argue about probably the last couple of seasons that their away form, unfortunately, has not been competitive enough to sort of, you know, keep them towards a mid-place or a safety part of the table, unfortunately. But yeah, Hales Owen down. I mean, as I said, like Lee Hughes getting him on board at that stage season was a massive stroke by the club. Stalybridge Celtic, they just turned on at the right time. The irony is as well, like, you know, looking in the last couple of months, Sutton have had some good victories. They beat Michelover Sport. Actually had a good result against Marine at home, then got absolutely walloped away to Marine, losing 5-0. And it has been the away form that has really, really sort of put the nail in the coffin, unfortunately. And I just think, you know, looking ahead, they might have to sort of consider maybe sort of, in effect, you know, looking to almost like build two squads, really, a team that can play away and a team that can play on the 3G at home at Coles Lane.
Absolutely. I mean, the other thing to say as well, and it's something we've been touching upon on the show all year, it is the eye-watering goal difference, and that has been a problem since the very early stage of the season. You know, Neil Tooth's come in, and I do get the impression the defensive unit has improved since Neil Tooth has come in, but it's still been a problem, and it's still it's just looming large, isn't it, that, you know, it's an extra point to any of the competition.
Absolutely, that has been the problem as well. And the worrying statistic as well, and I think, you know, before when Toothy came back, when Richard Sneakers was there as well, whenever Sutton have gone a goal down, I can't actually remember, there's not been that many games where they've gone a goal down and I've actually gone on to actually win the match, to be honest. And it is one of those things there, if they concede an early goal in the first 10, 15 minutes of the game, the fans' hearts sink a little bit. And you do feel, oh God, here we go again, you know. And I think that's been a worrying statistic which they need to address during the summer, whichever, you know, league they're going, because there's going to be like a big restructure going to go on, isn't there, really? And we don't know as yet what league they're going to be in. But that has been a problem, I think, I'd argue, for at least two seasons now, where if they go a goal down in the first 10, 15 minutes, there's always that concern that it might be a case of opening up the floodgates, you know, and I think there needs to be a bit more resilience and try and work out a way they can sort of get back into teams when they don't feel, you know, that they've lost a game within the first 20 minutes of the match.
Now, unfortunately, Kevin, because as you've said, there is a restructure, and it is looking very likely, I think, that the Midlands-based clubs will be departing the MPL family for next season, and that means that this is probably going to be the last time we speak on the MPL show, Kevin. So before you go, just a big plug for your work and Switch Radio and everything else you do, and for all the coverage of Sutton Coldfield Town and Romulus and the like.
Well, thanks, Ben. Always nice to get the plugs in there. That's very kind of you. Well, as you know, I'm the head of sport at Switch Radio, and obviously we're an FM and DAB community-based, Birmingham-based station based in Castle Vale in Birmingham. And I was part of our sports coverage. We cover Sutton Coldfield Town, Romulus, and two of our other local teams in North Birmingham, Bolton St Michael's and Paget Rangers. While on the one hand it's going to be difficult for some because they're getting relegated, exciting times ahead, because I'm sure you're aware though, Ben, is that next season there's going to be some changes where the club's going to move around in our neck of the woods. Romulus is going to be moving to the new home at Castle Vale Stadium next season, because they were ground sharing, as you know, with Sutton. And next season, of course, Paget Rangers are going to move to Coles Vale and ground share with Sutton Coldfield Town. So exciting times ahead for all the local clubs involved, new chapters, new beginnings for us. We'll still continue on Switch Radio to develop our links to all the local teams and cover them as best we can, you know, with the Saturday shows and podcasts and what have you. And I must say a big shout out to my colleagues at Black Country Radio as well, in particular Roy Felstead and Adam Parks, because as I'm sure you agree, Ben, you know, when it comes to community radio, you work together, don't you? You work in partnership, and that's what we've done on various points over the last couple of seasons, and we're looking to extend that beyond into next season as well. So hopefully whenever our sort of respective teams in the West Midlands region play each other in a cup or a league match, we always try to do our best to pair up on, you know, commentating together and covering the coverage between both stations. And yeah, you're right. So it's going to be sad to see Sutton lose their status in the NPL family. But let's hope, Ben, that we can still keep in touch. And as and when any teams you're covering, playing any of our teams in the neck of the woods in cup matches, what have you, then we can always pair up again, do more podcasts and, you know, cover these teams equally for the love of the game, because we all love our non-league football, don't we?
Absolutely. Well, Kevin Moore from Switch Radio, best of luck for the remainder of the season. You have a lovely summer, and I should say a best of luck as well to everyone at Sutton Coldfield Town in the coming weeks. It's not done and dusted yet, mathematically. There's still a chance, but best of luck covering it all, Kevin. We'll speak to you soon. Kev Moore there from Switch Radio, a big thank you for joining us. So that match this weekend for Sutton Coldfield, it does feel very, very important. Barwell against Sutton Coldfield Town, whilst Hills Owen will be travelling to Stafford Rangers. More on Stafford Rangers in a second or two. But we'll have a fixture preview as well shortly with Andrew Snay from Whitby Town Radio. So that's the bottom end of the table. Let's talk about the top end, because on Saturday, Rush Olympic 2, Altrincham 0. My goodness, the title race, James, is back on. Grantham Town 2, Stafford Rangers 1 was also a result on Saturday. James, the title race, it just got interesting. Then on Monday, Warrington Town 2, Witten Albion 2. Didn't quite happen, did it? The door was left ajar, though.
It was left ajar, but it's not just opened the title race there, but the playoff race completely as well at the same time with the Warrington and Witten Albion game. Just obviously, first of all, I don't think anyone expected that from Altrincham dropping points at Rushall. But again, it opens up for Warrington, and Warrington missing a fantastic chance to close the gap to 3 points again. But we've still got 6 games left, and I don't think either side can afford to drop any more points. Can we say the word squeaky bum time?
Not on this show, you can't. Absolutely not. We should say, disclaimer, we are recording this on Wednesday. It's Easter week, and I've decided to do a Division 1 show in Easter week as well. So I haven't got any time, dear listener. It's absolutely crackers at the moment. But we should say on Thursday night, Sean Lane are playing Altrincham. I'm laughing at that point because, given the weather, I just can't see that game happening. But we'll wait and see. I'll wait to be surprised. But Shaw Lane will be hosting Altrincham on Thursday evening. Of course, you already know the result, dear listener. And it could be PP. It could be a result of some kind. But whatever happens, there's certainly a couple more twists and turns left of this season when it comes to the title race. We should also add as well that result for Warrington Town against Witten Albion on Monday. Witten Albion are now part of a three-horse playoff race. I'm saying that with an eye on 8th place, Workington. Workington beat Lancaster City on Monday by 2-0. That was a result which has seen Workington just nudge the way, tantalisingly, towards the playoff positions. Time of recording, they're 5 points behind Witten Albion and that final playoff position. It's not completely now out of all the realms of possibility that Workington could put a late surge on these playoff positions.
I think with Workington, they're keeping their eye on Short Lane, and that's what's keeping them in this playoff race at this moment in time. That was a great result there for Workington, that right against a really, really tough Lancaster side we've seen all season long. The next couple of games are going to be vital for Workington to see if they can sneak into the playoffs, but they cannot afford to drop any more points themselves, similar to in the title race, in particular next Tuesday night. If they lose to Farsley next week, I think that's them completely out of the picture.
Farsley did play on Saturday. They got a 1-1 draw away at Nantwich Town. I should have also said about Witten Albion. Witten Albion, they're hosting Hensford Town. They're also playing Warrington. And to get 4 points out of those 2 matches, they ain't a bad set of results there for Witten Albion. A 3-0 win on Saturday against Hensford Town. So those playoff positions at time of recording, Witten Albion are in 5th position, 61 points. Farsley Celtic, 61 points, just outside the playoffs. Shaw Lane, 1 point behind Witten Albion and Farsley Celtic, sitting in 7th. 27th, but at time of recording with two games in hand. And then you've got Workington just there, 5 points on the playoff positions with a game in hand over Witton Albion. They have played two games more than Shore Lane, but they've put themselves in play. Ashton United, a 1-1 draw with Micklethwaite Sports, just doing enough now, it feels, to cement themselves in fourth position. Don't think they've truly ruled out third position, but it is looking like they're in their own little island going into the home straight. And I suppose that's the danger for Jody Banham's side, just to make sure they get enough points to see themselves over the line into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's worth mentioning the result last night for Ashton as well in the hastily rearranged game against Taylor Bridge, where they actually pulled it back last minute against him.
Should say, we mentioned the Shore Lane v Aldrigan match. There's also a match involving the playoff side, and that's Fazer Celtic there hosting Whitby Town on Thursday evening. Whitby Town's form hasn't been too dodgy of late. It's not been too shabby at all. So that's a tricky game there for Fazer Celtic, but they could see themselves with a win there, 2 points behind Ashton United going into this weekend's matches. So having played the same number of games, so it's still nip and tuck. And as we said, with Aldrigan only having a 5-point lead, it's only a 5-point gap at time of recording for Ashton United to the other playoff chasers, so you know that can turn around quite quickly. So very, very crucial set of games coming up for everyone essentially involved in that race for those playoff positions. Just to give you some other results on the weekend, Marine 2 Buxton 3, however they did get beat in the derby, the Peak District Derby at the weekend on Tuesday night. Buxton 2, Matlock Town 3. Quite an advert there for A6 football, I suppose.
Yeah, it was again another last minute winner as well for Matlock Town. Obviously, change of manager during last week for Matlock. I think the situation for them now is just playing for their position next season, which a lot of the teams down the lower end of the table with not a lot to play for now will be doing.
Let's talk about Stafford Rangers now, because Stafford Rangers did a big announcement this past week that friend of the show, Neil Kitching, and his assistant, Nick Amos, are both stepping down from Stafford Rangers at the end of the season. And I should say, Neil Kitching has been fabulous on this show over the years, and a big good luck to Neil and to Nick at the end of the season, and onto pastures new. But I have to mention the highlight of my relationship with Neil Kitching, and that was ringing Neil, believing that he was Neil Savell, the assistant manager at Altrincham, and we still did the interview regardless. So a big good luck to Neil Kitching over the summer. But all change at Stafford Rangers. But he's left we've got to remember where Stafford Rangers were when Neil Kitching took over. He's leaving a good legacy there.
Yeah, I was the one promotion with him two seasons ago. I'm surprised he's left the time he has. I thought he'd be planning to go next season if either in the Midlands or in the Northern Premier League. He's not left him in the lurch. He's left him in a perfect position. He can't get relegated. I think he's left it as well to the fact whether it was near enough mathematically impossible for him to reach the playoffs too.
So we normally talk about Division 1 at this point, but I do have to get a Division 1 show done this week. At time of recording, I'm not too sure who I've got on that show. I did say I'd speak to Basford United, didn't I? Where are we with Basford, just so we all know?
They still need that. They still only need that 1 point. They've been trying for the last 3 weeks.
Agony.
And it's just been middle of nowhere. It's just the fact that, again, they might not. Everyone was wondering, could it be the first team to get promoted this year? Sadly, that's gone to a team it's gone to Taunton in the one of the southern leagues.
But, and just to say, this weekend, Basford United will be hosting Alverchurch. So, wow, everyone, hold your horses. So something might happen this weekend. Either Alverchurch are going to start that comeback for the title, or Basford United are going to seal the deal when it comes to promotion. But it's awfully tight up at the top of when it comes to the promotion race and the playoff race. There's a couple of teams still involved in various things going on in Division 1 South. Still very, very interesting. So we will get Basford United on the Division 1 show this week. When it comes to Division North, it looks like it's still in South Shields' hands, and it's still all happening, isn't it? When it comes to the playoff race in Division 1 North,
Scarborough had a huge boost on Saturday as well, with the teams in that third position spot in the other divisions all dropping points. So they've had a huge leap, especially with a 5-1 win against Radcliffe. The 5-1 win against Radcliffe. Cheers to Mr. Paul Conley of Whitby Town Radio for cursing us in that game as well. So obviously it's all in Tadcaster's hands, I think, now for the seventh spot. If it weren't for that, I think this playoffs would pretty much be sealed. But we've now got another playoff race up and running now between from seventh and down to, I'd say, I think Colliery's at the moment, the way that they've been playing the last couple of weeks.
You said Afferty Coles last week, and it's 12 points. There's a long way to come back for Afferty Coles.
If we're looking at seventh place, it's only 6 points.
You're right.
And they're on form.
8 points.
So.
Oh, no, it is 6 points. You're right. Sorry, I was looking at Jolston. Let's fill Jolston in. Why not? Anyway, just before you go, is that all cleared with the third place stuff? Is that actually happening?
It's all confirmed, and with the fact that a team will be going from Thurrock have decided that they want to drop out of the step three sides. To make things even more complicated, the thing about the playoffs last week is now happening as well. So the losing playoff finalists are all entering the AGM Cup this year for promotion two.
Yay! So if you go for this... what's that going to be based on? Points per game?
Points per game. Wow. Against only the playoff finalist losers, not every team in the playoff.
Okay, so if you're aiming for seventh, try harder.
You've got half a chance.
Yeah, try harder. Right. James Hayes from the league, a big thank you for joining us this week. You have a lovely week, and we'll be speaking to you next week. Thanks for coming on. So it's now time for a good old-fashioned fixture preview. And joining us now down the other end of the phone from Whitby Town Radio, it's the welcome return to broadcasting legend. It's Andrew Snaith. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Oh, you're flattering me, Ben. I'm fine, thank you, mate. How's yourself?
I'm all good. It's all true, though. It's all true. For some reason, I was thinking before going into this interview, I was thinking to myself, what song could I describe the way the season's panning out? And it must be because of the rain. The only song I could think of was Sunshine on a Rainy Day by, I don't know if you remember that single from the early 90s from someone called Zoe, apparently. Zoe, I had no idea it was by Zoe. I thought it was Desiree or something. But anyway.
One hit wonder.
We are getting some clarity, though, aren't we, towards the end of the season. We're starting to find our feet with various things. And it doesn't look like we've got a title race anymore, unfortunately, for us pundits. Or have we, Andrew?
Well, you know, Altrincham, they've had a few slips of late. They are still in pole position and do still look very likely to take the crown. But Warrington, just 5 points behind. Grantham, 7 points behind. I wouldn't be counting any poultry of any kind, chicken or otherwise. If I was an Altie fan, I think I dare say a few listening will be saying, you know, don't quite give us it yet. Don't be jinxing us. But 8 games left. You just never know. I'm in Warrington. They've been in very good form of late. We'll be seeing them soon at Whitby Town in the next week or so. And Grantham as well. So I guess Whitby are going to have a big say in that a possible title race. But I wouldn't quite write it off as yet. But, of course, you could also make the argument that Altrincham with that excellent goal difference, plus 48, almost like an extra point up there.
And we should say, I mean, we've already said it on this week's show, big disclaimer, we are recording these interviews pretty much on Thursday, and therefore we're missing off the matches on Thursday night, which are probably going to get postponed anyway. It doesn't really matter. Shaw Lane against Altrincham is the big show in town on Thursday night, which will give us some clarity with regards to the playoff positions as well. But let's talk about Saturday's matches for this weekend. And as we said, that Altrincham are in action. They'll be taking on Lancaster City away from home. At the same time, Warrington Town will be having a bit of a Cheshire Derby with Nantwich Town at the Dabber Dome. And as you said, Grantham are involved in this title race. Grantham Town will be hosting Michelover Sports. So, fair few twists and turns left.
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. Grantham, who enjoyed a 3-1 victory over Shaw Lane on Easter Monday. I mean, Shaw Lane in disarray at the moment, looking for the third manager of the season. That just makes you scratch your head a little bit as to what's going on there. I mean, obviously, it's well known that they're supposed to be one of the best budgets in the league, but it's gone a bit Barclays Premier League rather than Evo Stick Premier League with all the sackings. It's It's a bit of a head scratcher yesterday in poor form, but there's a lot of good players there. You would think that they should be doing better.
And, well, as we said, Shawley might be in the playoff positions by the time the show goes out, but it's still nip and tuck when it comes to the playoff positions. Whatever happens, I think everyone's agreed at on the MPL show last week that Warrington Town, Grantham are in the playoff positions, or Altrincham, but they're definitely in the playoff positions. Would you say Ashton United are in the playoff positions now? They've got a little 5-point cushion, at least to Witton Albion and to Farsley Celtic. Ashton United this weekend, they'll be taking on Whitby Town. And at this point, I'm going to change tack slightly and talk about Whitby Town's form of late. This cropped up last week. Chris Hardy's putting the results together. There's only been a couple of drop points recently. It's been quite decent.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a look at the form since the turn of the year, which obviously we started with that fine and a very surprising win at Workington. 5 wins and just 2 defeats in 2018 for Whitby. Back-to-back wins. Very, very pleasing from a Blues perspective. Very, very much required. With the results going as they did at the weekend, it does guarantee our safety down there. I think if it had been 4 going down, we'd still be extremely nervous as Stalybridge, Matlock, Colville and Marine as well. But at the moment, it's looking less and less like a 2-horse race there at the bottom and more like when rather than if, as far as Sutton are concerned.
And obviously, I'll give you the opportunity to give a good old-fashioned plug for the coverage at Hurst Cross this Saturday. But Ashton United against Whitby Town is an important game when it comes to the playoff race. However, there are... I've been very keen, as a presenter, dear listener, to draw a line under various teams and go, that's that done. I like clarity, you say. I don't know if that's come across in this, but I like clarity. I like to say, no one below this line can reach the playoffs. And for a long time, for the last month or so, everyone's been saying, Workington cannot make the playoffs. Are you in that camp now, Angie, where you look at it and go, maybe they could? An away trip to Buxton this weekend.
They're still in with the shout. I think we've both been watching this league long enough to know that you find it, as a fan of clarity, Ben, it must be quite frustrating for you, the Everstick League. Nothing seems to be certain until April, I think, these days, and probably late April at that. So absolutely, yeah, they've still got a chance. They can still do it. Well, excellent home form would be the most important thing there, and probably the thing that would drive them over the line. But you just never know; it could be done, especially with Charlene, with all the off-field issues they're having. You just never know. That, you know, they've got the games in hand, but I think they're much rather like the points on the board with the form they're in at the moment. We're going to have a big shot. I'm just looking at the remaining fixtures, and we're playing 4 of the top 6 before the end of the season. So not only are we going to have a shout in title race, but we're going to have a shout in who finishes in the playoffs as well. Ashton, I do say it regularly, but a lot of admiration for them. They're not a rich club. They don't get huge crowds. But again, consistently, they're in those playoffs and they're back in there again. And it looks like they are going to be there at the end of the season. So, you know, hats off to them and looking forward to that one at the weekend.
And we should say 5th, 6th and 7th this weekend are all taking on teams who, up until before Christmas, you'd describe as, you know, involved in the relegation fight. Witton Albion will be travelling to Marine, currently in 5th position at time of recording, Witton Albion. Farsley Celtic in 6th. Farsley Celtic will be travelling to Stalybridge Celtic, and Charlene will be travelling to Rushall Olympic. Quite interesting what's happened at Stalybridge, Rushall and Marine in recent months. It's they're not the kind of places I'd like to go to if I was involved in this playoff race.
No, absolutely not. As Rushall showed at the weekend as well, they've pulled comfortably away from it into the top 13 now, looking a good shout for a top half place. Fair play to them again. From a Whitby perspective, it's a team that we're going to see once more before the end of the season. They come to the Turnbull Ground in the last week, and that will likely be the last ever league game against Whitby with the reorganisations and Rushall like to go south. But yeah, hats off to them, and they've really pulled away. But if that wasn't happening, you know, if there weren't those changes being made, there'd be a hell of a lot clubs looking over their shoulders going into the last couple of weeks of the season. So some of those sides that you've mentioned that are playing some of the top teams, those games would be 9 or 12 pointers rather than the proverbial 6 pointers.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the term pulling away there. Halesowe Town have pulled away somewhat from Sutton Coldfield Town. It's looking a bit difficult now with how many games left? We've got that 4 games left of the season for Sutton Coldfield Town. 9 points the gap. It's looking a bit grim all of a sudden. Sutton Coldfield this weekend, they'll be taking on Barwell. At the same time, Halesowe Town will be travelling to Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers obviously have just announced the management changes for the end of the season. But it's been a good period for Halesowe, and it looks like they've just about done enough now.
Yeah, and fair play to them. I mean, they're a side that they came to Whitby just a couple of months back. We handed a 5-0 hammering to them, and at that point you just thought, well, they're going to be fighting it out with the West Midlands rivals all the way to the end. But if Sutton Coldfield lose at Barwell, Hillsong just need a point at Stafford, and that'll be that for Sutton, unfortunately. So from their perspective, they'll be down to step 4. Again, another club in the West Midlands that wouldn't be in with us next season regardless, but sad for them that it does look like it's the end of all spell in step 3 for the moment.
Two matches which we just need to mention as well just before we go. At Hensford Town will be hosting Stourbridge. For a moment last week on the NPL show, Stourbridge looked like, I think it was 9 points to the playoffs last week. They've dropped now down to 14th. It's amazing what a week in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division could do to you. Hensford Town hosting Stourbridge this weekend. And we've also got Matlock Town against Colville Town. Both clubs looking like, well, just seeing out the season, I suppose, aren't they? Getting ready for summer. Anything to add about those two matches?
Well, Colville, I saw quite recently as well. A decent game against Whitby, although I thought the tactics were a little bit of a head scratcher, just very briefly to go into it. I've mentioned Whitby a lot. They were reduced to 10 men, Whitby, and you thought, well, this is Colville with a one-man advantage, you're going to really push on now, turn the screw, and they didn't. They sat back. And it was very strange. I'd never noticed the team do that before, and it never would be just to not have to sit back themselves and push on and actually win 1-0. So I really scratched my head at that one. But Colville, again, they're going to keep their status this season. That's step 3. There may well be another side that have moved south into the new Midland setup. But again, you know, respect to them, they've had a good few seasons here in step 3, and they're going to be there again next year in fair play to them.
And just before you go, Andrew, just a quick plug for the coverage this weekend at Hurst Cross. What can we expect from Whitby Town Radio?
Well, Paul Connolly will be leading things over in the northwest, over in Lancashire. He might just try and get young Foxy on the microphone as well. He'll be making the short trip up as a Lancastrian. It's a nice local one for him. But Ashton United versus Whitby Town, live on Whitby Town Radio via whitby-town.com from 3 p.m.
I was just double checking because it's a bit of a weird one. Ashton Underline is in Lancashire, can confirm, because Stalybridge is actually in Cheshire. So it's a weird one.
It's very close, isn't it?
But Andrew Snaith, a big thank you for taking your time out your busy day to come on the show. Best of luck this weekend with the coverage, and we'll speak to you soon. Thanks for coming on.
Not a problem at all, Ben. Looking forward to the end of the season. Still lots of games to be played and lots of scores to be settled.
And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's show. A big, big thank you to Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio for joining us on this week's show. And also a big, big thank you to all our guests this week. A remarkable set of people joining us. And a big thank you, one and all, for coming on this week's show. Should say, the Division 1 show is also out on this channel on Friday. And on that particular show, we're going to be hearing from the managers. I'll just check my list. The managers at Chasetown, at Trafford, at Sheffield FC. We're also going to be hearing from Ossett United with an update on what's going on there, as well as fundraising from Mosley. So all that's available on the Division 1 show. But that's it for this week's Evo Stick NPL show.
Don't forget you can follow this show on Twitter, that's at NPL Show, and for all the latest news and goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website evostickleague.co.uk. But that's it for this week's show. I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evostick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evostick range, you may need a bigger van. Evostick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.